The music industry is gathering here in Los Angeles for this weekend's Grammy Awards. For the first time in years, the major labels would seem to have something to celebrate. Album sales grew modestly in 2004, that after several consecutive years of declines. Sales of online downloads rose as well. Still, the industry faces an uncertain future, from member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
The top-selling record of the year belonged to Atlanta R&B star Usher, whose CD Confessions is nominated for Album of the Year. Confessions sold almost 8 million copies last year, the most by any record in 4 years. Usher also had one of the top 5 most downloaded songs of the year with Yeah. Jeff Mayfield, director of charts for Billboard magazine, says sales of online downloads continued to rise, especially at the end of the year.
There's been tremendous growth in that method of sales, and yet that has coexisted with an increase in physical album sales. So that's a real positive that a new channel for commerce is growing, even as the old configuration actually has a positive year.
According to Nielsen SoundScan, consumers bought almost 667 million albums in 2004, up just a bit from a year earlier. Country music was especially hot, with sales up 12%, thanks in part to Gretchen Wilson, who could win the Grammy for Best New Artist. But overall, album sales are still down a solid 15% from the year 2000, when they topped out at 785 million. The 4 major labels have said that unauthorized file sharing is largely to blame for the 3-year slump in sales, though they declined to make anyone available to explain the latest numbers. Peter Fader teaches at the Wharton School of Business. He says it's hard to pin the music industry's recent woes on any single factor.
A lot of people point to the quality of music. A lot of people point to the effort that the industry has put behind pushing new artists. So it's very hard to look at any one of these things and say, aha, that's it. That's why sales have gone down. And it's also important to keep in mind that sales have their own cycle, and down cycles like this have occurred in the past with some regularity.
The last time the economy went into a prolonged slump in the late 70s and early 80s, the record business followed, says Billboard's Jeff Mayfield.
You also had a once really hot format going off on the wayside. Back then, it was disco music, and at the beginning of this decade, it was the fast fade of teen pop.
He's referring to acts like the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and Christina Aguilera, who climbed the charts quickly at the beginning of this decade and fell off them just as fast.
Dips and peaks happen in any business. Any industry is going to say it's not its own fault. It's somebody else's fault.
Douglas Wolk is a freelance music critic who lives in Portland, Oregon. He says companies that are making less money will naturally look to mergers.
It's shareholder value, it's efficiency, it's get as much done with as few people in as few places as possible. When BMG and Sony Music merged on August 5th, they laid off something like 20% of their employees. In April, EMI laid off 15% of its staff and 20% of its artists. Merging means you can get rid of people.
Wolk says he wouldn't be surprised to see the current big 4 record companies turn into 3 in the coming year, which would likely mean even more layoffs, according to Billboard's Jeff Mayfield.
One of the quirky things about 2004, which I'm sure we're doomed to repeat for another year or two, is the industry saw growth, and yet thousands of people lost their jobs.
Mayfield says the record companies are still mostly built to ship physical things called albums to stores, and while that model still looks viable for now, he says it won't last forever. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.